G'day everyone, it's Ian here, on the evening of the 3rd of January 2016, hope you're well, welcome to the new year, haven't been here for a while, thought I'd drop in and let you know what's happening in my world. It's raining, ever so lightly, not mist, not that fine rain, it's actually quite large droplets. But there's not a lot of them. It's just sort of like splosh, 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 splosh. Quite large droplets. And in the west, where there should be the fading sunset, it's black, because that's where the storm is. And it's approaching, and there's just a little bit of rain around at the moment. I don't know if we're going to get a downpour or not, but it's very pleasant. Probably about 23, 24 degrees. Very comfortable, nice to be out walking, and being by the river, just gone for a long walk, sort of the reverse direction to the way I normally walk, went through the middle of West End and then down to the river. Normally I go the other way, and dropped into a new hipster bar. God, there's so many of them West End now. We've got two breweries, microbreweries, and, six, seven, eight hipster bars with super expensive beers. I bought a very nice IPA, very nice, but for a schooner of it, which is a little bit less than a pint for you Brits, it cost me $12, so not cheap, no, but very nice. But I thought I'd check them out as I was walking down Fish Lane in South Bank. 2016, here we go. I've got another day off work. I've got Monday off work because work right at the end, and I'm not sure what I've told you about because it's been a while since I've been on here. Work turned around to me in the last week and said, how do you feel about working 3 day weeks, Ian? I went, yes. So yes, they don't have a lot on at the moment for the new year. So I've been wanting to work 4 day weeks, but in the last couple of months it's been 5 day weeks because of my trip away to Gosford and then a couple of holiday breaks. So I've been sort of working 5 day weeks to bring the income back up, and just had another couple of weeks off. But they only want me to work 3 day weeks, which is completely, wonderfully okay with me. I did say to them though, you understand that it'll be okay for me to come in and work on my own projects. And they're completely fine with that because it's very, very handy to have me on tap just working away on my own projects. And if they need me to do something, I'm more than happy to do it for them. Yeah, build a packaging crate or do a little project. Yeah, it might take a couple of hours. So I'll just clock on for those couple of hours. So they've got me and all my skills on tap while I work on my own projects. And I'm working on my own projects because they don't really necessarily need me there. And I've got access to the workshop and all of the infrastructure that that entails, along with all my tools. But it's just a really good working situation, and I'm quite looking forward to it. So I've got a couple of pet projects of my own that I want to work on. But also, I've got my digital stuff, which has been on the back burner. I've just been thinking about it. I'm so far out of the loop. I've got two videos I want to produce. One video of an art piece that was done right towards the end of last year, of a dugong, which is a sea mammal. If you don't know what a dugong is, it's a bit like a manatee, which live over in North America. It's a sea cow. Anyway, we've got them here in Queensland. Anyway, this artist, we built this dugong for him, and he put all these carvings on it. So I shot video of him carving it. And we cast it in bronze. It looks stunning. It looks really, really beautiful. So I want to make a little video of the production of that. I also sat down with him for about 20 minutes and had a bit of a chat. So I've got some audio to lay underneath the video, which I'm quite looking forward to bashing together. And I've also got a video, a video I want to produce of a bronze Chesterfield bench that I made last year. And I did all the pattern making for it, and I want to make a making of video of how to produce the pattern and the casting process for that bronze Chesterfield. A couple little pet projects for me. video. It's a bitch. It's always long, complex, involved to do well. But I get a great deal of satisfaction out of it, so I'm looking forward to that. So I've got those couple of projects, along with the podcast stuff that basically not much has been happening for the last 6 months. And I don't sweat it because I'm not desperate for it. It doesn't have to achieve major goals for me. It's more or less a hobby, isn't it? And work just basically fills me up. And now that I've got this relationship with Caroline, that fills up another big chunk of my time. So I have to sort of find out how to get time to do some of these things. Before Caroline, I struggled to find time to do them, and now I want to spend time with her, so there's even less time. And I've explained to her that now that we're basically 6 months into this and the heat's going out of the honeymoon period of the relationship, it's important to settle into some more disciplined long-term strategies. So that'll be something for the new year. And as far as I'm concerned, the new year starts tomorrow morning. Being Monday morning, I don't have to go into work, but I am going to be doing my work here at home. So as per is my wont, I'll be up at 4:30, which is okay at the moment because dawn's about 4:15. So it's really quite lovely. The birds are out making a bit of a raucous for half an hour or so before that. And it's pretty easy to wake up at that hour, have a cup of tea, cup of coffee, go off to the gym, come back, have a meditate, have some breakfast, have a shower, and then get into my day and see if I can be productive for a day and actually get some things done. And what I'm going to have to also do, in amongst the few things I want to do, I actually want to set up an intern program for some of the art students who come to work as interns. I've got these ideas to enable them to produce things for us. And I've been asked to create a proposal for management to explain to them my ideas of utilising the interns to actually be functional at designing and manufacturing some components that we can use. And so I've got to do that. And secondarily, I also want to, I think maybe a good idea to start off the new year by actually setting up a little bit of a discipline, a digital discipline, digital work strategy program, something which has fallen by the wayside. I've spoken about these things a few times, and then work gets in the way. Income production is a bit like that, isn't it? The call of the money, the call of the debts and the expenses. They constantly reach out and say, feed me. And that takes time and effort and draws me away from some of the things I'd really love to be doing. But I must admit, now that I'm starting 2016 and I'm a couple of months away from turning 56, so I'm an old bastard, I realise that it's okay. None of it really matters. I'm just going to be doing this probably for the next 10 or so years, and this is going to be my life. And if I kick any significant, wild, amazing goals, I'll probably be more amazed than anybody else. I think the reality is for the next 10 or so years, it's just going to be more of the same. As I joke often, but there's a lot of truth in it, I'm kicking the can down the road to the grave. And I'm very, very lucky in that the way this little black duck kicks the can down the road is pretty damn interesting. I have managed to get myself in with a good company, and as long as they don't go belly up, I'll be making some pretty cool and funky things over the next decade. I've got my interests in the digital world, which will keep me mentally stimulated and up to speed and engaged with new technology as they evolve, and sticking my nose under the rug of people like Bernie Goldbach and Christian Payne to see what they're up to and see what I can learn from them. And I'll be hanging out with my girl and my friends and enjoying community. And I tell you, that's a pretty good life. A pretty damn good life.